no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left. Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Are we recording? Okay, good.
Yeah, it feels good to be recording again, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we do, yes, but when was the break?
Interesting. We had an almost full day off. No, I was away. I was in Florida. I went down there for Natalie's birthday. We had a good time.
It looked awesome.
But I will say, there's a special magic. It's been so long since I've been around a karaoke machine.
Right. Yeah.
Because I love karaoke. I don't do it as much.
You know,
these days, I just haven't done it.
Aren't we all our own karaoke machine?
Oh, yeah.
Who created the karaoke machine is full of lies.
Well, unless you have an absolutely rock solid memory for every lyric of every song you've ever wanted to sing.
Little Toad.
It's the only thing you know. That's the only song you know. No, you know that. And you know Grand Old Flag.
And yes, I'm mighty proud.
Yes.
Of that ragged old flag.
But you know what's nice about your own private karaoke machine, your own private karaoke experience, is that you forget that when you walk into a karaoke night,
yeah,
you are still performing for a room. And then maybe I feel the burden different than others. Right?
It's the most intense performance you can possibly have because everyone says, go have fun with it. But you know for a fact that they are very serious.
Yes.
And if you sing a song poorly that they love, will judge you, they will not date you, and they will hate you.
I have ruined a night singing a poorly placed version of Pearl Jam's Jeremy. I have ruined everyone's good time. But you know what's nice about having your own machine is that you don't
love bring your own gun karaoke.
But you don't have to sit and think about everybody's choices. So you know what I finally got to do, man?
What was that?
Because I walked into the karaoke room, people were doing karaoke, and I was like, you know, this is my time of the night. I get to do what I want to do. It's Father's Night at karaoke.
Okay, you don't have a child, but okay.
No, but it's fine. You could tell. It's because I went through every sad Bob Seger song, and I got to sing all of them. I got to sing Still the Same. I got to sing Against the Wind. Listens to Against the Wind in karaoke because they can't handle the reality of what goes inside of a working man's mind.
Not a father, and yes, we do work, but are we working men? I don't know. I don't want to criticize all those people who have calluses on their fingers, as my fingers are enormously soft.
No, it's because our brains are filled with calluses, but it's just nice to sing sad songs at your family, and they have to look at you.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben, hanging out with Henry.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, I'm so happy you had a great time.
It was good.
Unfortunately, judging by the stories that we have this week, most people didn't have a great week, especially the entire animal kingdom. I don't know what happened. I don't know what they did to people, but they, human beings, have had their revenge.
Folks.
On animals.
Please. Okay. We don't do trigger warnings here because the show is already triggering enough.
Yes.
Just our faces are triggering enough. But
I'm covered in dog hair.
Yeah, you are. If you pay money to the Patreon, you can see that Kissel is in a Jerry costume.
Did I get a phone call at 1:20 when we were supposed to record at 1? Yes.
Yes.
And was that my wake-up call? Yes. And was I cuddling with Jerry at that moment? Yes.
You are molting right now. But this is the thing, man. This week, there's a lot of unfortunate animal news.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to laugh a little bit at it.
We must.
Because, again, that's us because we don't have any feelings. But also, it's just like, wow. There's a couple of stories here, and I'm going to start up with the big one up top.
You want to start with which one is the big one? Because there's one that involves the number 183 animals, which we'll get to. Well, but yes, let's start with the...
This is number one, because this is wild. Welcome to Side Stories. This is in the Maharashtra. This is the area. I want to say that this must be in... This is in the Saidari Tiger Reserve near Gothain Village. I'm saying it all incorrect.
No, nailed
this
it.
This is Maharashtra. Oh, man. It's India.
Fantastic.
It's India. And so these guys, you go out there, you're going hunting, right?
Sure.
What I've heard about hunters. They get horny.
They're covered in, a lot of times, the urine of the animal they're attempting to hunt.
To disguise themselves amongst them.
And then they also reek of Natty Light.
Is that why you smelled of piss and Natty Light throughout all of your 20s? Just to attract a leaky woman? But the thing about these guys is that they weren't just hunting.
A leaky woman?
A leaky woman.
What in the world?
These guys weren't just hunting for meat. They were also hunting for love.
Oh my God.
And now what they are admittedly calling a shocking incident, four men group raped a giant Bengal monitor lizard.
Oh my God. Now, what?
Okay, no, it's obviously it's terrible. The Bengal monitor lizard, it's an endangered species. Everybody's mad that these four men walked into the tiger reserve. They broke in.
It was a tiger reserve? They weren't even hunting it.
No, they walked in.
That's not acceptable on any level anyway. Correct. But this is worse.
They walked in and they decided to all have sex with it and film it. They filmed it as
God.
Well. And this is the thing. They're saying it's shocking. And again, we're not going to remotely praise these perverts in any way, shape, or form.
No!
But the fucking balls it takes. I just watched Jurassic Park again. The balls it takes to go into a lizard's environment.
I don't know, buddy. A
dinosaur's house to rape it.
Oh my God.
I know this
what
is first story. We should have couched this. Other material.
I know the other story involves animals in a freezer, and that's lighthearted compared to this.
But the idea that you see this giant, a vicious predator.
Oh my God.
And the first thing your brain does is, oop. Like, that's what you want to do? You want to fuck a Komodo dragon?
This must have been something that happened before because there's a Wildlife Protection Act of 1972, and evidently because of said act, this is illegal. So before 72, no monitor lizard was safe.
I mean, honestly.
I didn't even know they had holes. I swear to God, I know nothing about the lizard.
They have a cloaca.
So, okay, I'm not even going to get into the end. Like, how did they do it? I'm sure it was disgusting.
How do monitor lizards... I'm going to first say have sex. I want to first know how they have sex.
Well,
okay?
According to this document from the Free Press, the forest officials are, quote, perplexed. And I believe that perplexed is like...
Is it?
Yes, I would understand.
I'm perplexed.
What is going on at our zoo? Also, maybe get some new security. Hire the bears. There is a zoo. There must be animal security at all zoos.
Okay,
I think it'd be kind of adorable.
During mating, the male lizard climbs over the female lizard. Then it connects its hemipenis into the cloaca of the female lizard and ejaculates the sperms into the cloaca from where the sperm swim up in the uterus of the oviduct to fertilize the eggs.
Fantastic.
Right? Now, this is what it says here. This is really good because we can use this as a teaching moment. So what does it mean if you see lizards having sex? If a person sees a couple of lizards having sex, it is an indication that they will soon meet an old friend. That's according to this.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yes.
We can all live like we're on Groundhog's Day, and we can see our friend that we don't want to see. And of course, we've forgotten their name at that point. And then we have to have a conversation for 20 minutes and attempt to find the name without asking directly to get it figured out.
It is interesting because still, just within the nature of lizards having sex with each other, the male has to pin the female down by its neck. It needs to press it against a rock and then allow its herpinis to sprout lizards, whatever it is. Man, this better be correct.
I hope so.
This better be correct.
It seems
but he pushes
like it's
it down
fairly...
just to have sex with it.
Right.
So that's not good. I feel like they all need to be canceled.
They need to have a meeting with HR. So if convicted, these guys face 7 years imprisonment. What are you in for? We had sex with a monitor lizard in a zoo against its will. Do you get clout or do you get beat the shit out of immediately? I don't know what an Indian prison is like, but I can imagine this isn't like the coolest crime.
I ain't showering with him.
No.
If he's that daring, like, this is the only thing I can't. There's some about it, because I understand,
it's
obviously.
Four guys.
So
they're cheating.
Four guys. Yes, they're cheating. This is, again, let's straight up, I'm not. Yeah. It's why I don't get the whole bestiality thing, right? I don't get the bestiality
it's
slur.
It's not a thing. It is not like a cool, like, no. Oh,
I just don't get seeing the lizard and just being like, hey, man, hey. You seeing what I'm seeing? Another guy like, oh yeah, she knows what she's doing. You know what I mean? Like no, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's a reptile. And you're looking at it, and also, I want to say, maybe alcohol's involved.
Maybe.
But still, it's not cool.
No, it's not cool, again. And no fraternity is worth it.
Also, it
don't
says here,
do it.
If you do need to kill a lizard, a mixture of coffee powder and tobacco powder can be turned into balls, and then you can give it to a lizard, and it can result in their death.
Just choke it. Just choke the freaking lizard. Cut its head off. What are you talking about? What are we doing here? You're going to make a concoction to kill the lizard?
I don't know.
Just take the lizard and slam it on the ground and you kill the lizard. What are we doing?
I don't know.
They're not taking over the world.
This isn't this thing called meanness.com. This is all. None of this can be correct. I don't think any of this is correct. I don't think any of this is real. I'm just saying. What an unfortunate thing to happen.
Especially
to an endangered species.
That is honestly the worst thing.
Isn't it? It might take its own life.
With its little hands.
Oh, no.
Although, actually, I don't know if it could. I don't think a lizard could commit suicide.
I think a lizard could commit suicide.
It can't hold a gun. It can't choke itself.
This one died.
It did die?
Wait, did it?
I think it's still alive.
Wow.
Yeah, which, you know.
What a horrible, horrible crime this is.
This is almost as bad as me reading the same creepypasta as I read 8 years ago.
Oh, I remember. I saw those seaweed.
I'm just going to read it again.
Well, because we knew. We said up top, caveat, Kissel's looking at the first page of a creepypasta Google search.
You know, there is no way he won't. On Google to change the first page every now and again.
That's what I'm saying.
How much money do you have? Speaking of animals.
Do we want to do the other one? Because then
we're just going to keep the hits coming.
They also did the same thing to a tiger. A bunch of guys were teabagging a fucking tiger.
What?
Yeah, man.
Be careful out there if you're an animal in a zoo.
Yeah,
it's already hard enough.
Swivel, man.
It's just like they're there. They entertain us. They hate being there.
They're not there to be fucked.
No, they're not.
They're not there.
They shouldn't
captive.
Really
to
be there at all, unless, of course, it's keeping them safe, which obviously was not the case.
I'm done with everybody.
I'm done with that. An Arizona man was arrested for having 183 dead animals in a garage freezer, which he apparently he put them in there. When they were still alive, evidently.
And you know how they found it?
How?
Which is, I guess, because now this is the responsible part of me that it sends a chill up my spine. It's because they were renting the house they were doing it in. And it wasn't until the guy who owned the house came and opened up the freezer and found all these dead exotic animals in it.
I'm sorry, buddy. If you're going to have 183 animals dead in a freezer, you're going to want to own dogs, turtles, lizards, birds, snakes, mice, rats, and rabbits. Rabbits were reportedly found in the large-sized chest freezer. The pets' corpses were discovered at the home of a 43-year-old dude named Michael Turland and his wife. So even this man was able to find a wife. Isn't that amazing? And his wife's name sounds pretty hot. Brooklyn Beck.
Ooh, really? That is a hot name.
It's a hot name.
Yeah.
They previously rented from the property's owner, and then they were going to clean up. And then the dude found him, as Henry said.
We were so mad. We were like, because we rented the house, swept the floors, told him to try to make the whole house nice and clean.
Right.
I can't even imagine. I felt guilty. I texted saying, I left dishes in the dishwasher, where it's like, I can't imagine leaving 183 dead parrots.
It's just a lot, right?
Yeah.
And sadly enough, why does it matter? Some people out there, mean people would say, who cares about lizards, rabbits, and birds? Well, it was a woman that owned this home, and many of those animals belonged to her.
Whoa, so
isn't that sad?
He killed all the animals that were on the property?
Yeah. When interviewed, Turland admitted to placing some of the animals in a freezer while they were still alive. The sheriff said,
but they were barely moving.
Yeah, they were barely moving. Turland was charged with 94 counts of felony animal cruelty.
That's good. He's going to have a hard time leasing a car after that.
94 counts of
his Airbnb rating is going to be fucking low.
But he got 94 counts of animal cruelty, but there's 183 dead animals, so there must be some that they don't care about. Maybe it's the mice and the rats.
Yeah, mice and rats, fuck that. Because you can put 25 mice in a Publix bag and fucking hit that with a hammer, and there's nothing that impressive about that. But you got a bunch of anacondas in there. That's a news story.
Well, and of course, mice, thank you for your service when it comes to science. And that is why there is a statue of a mouse.
Is that the hero of the week?
No, the hero of the week this week is actually a fraud. but you know, we're sticking with it. I like the idea.
It's already chosen.
I was on Snopes and Snopes said it's a mixture of true and false. I said, thank you, Snopes.
So is everything.
I know, exactly.
So is all life.
So 94
counts. You know, the thing that really confuses me the most about this story is that Michael Turland, she got called in because the woman came in who was cleaning was the next door neighbor of the house. She got called in. She called the police only because two of the snakes that were in the garage in that freezer were hers because right. Michael Turlin asked her to borrow them. And if that's the thing I don't understand is that why did they, why were they borrowed? What would you borrow?
I'm
going
to need to see a script that definitely requires two alive snakes. And then you can say you're going to make it into your movie. And then you can have Harry and you can have you can have both of them, but number one, we need a day rate.
Absolutely.
Number two, they need a trailer.
They need their own trailer. Also, socials. They're going to have to go ahead and post these snakes' Insta pages. I'm going to want at least one post on grid, 10 stories.
The word socials makes me cringe. Every single meeting we've ever had with extremely intelligent business people involves posting on socials. And then we say, we know.
we have been in the rooms with people that make over $100,000 a year whose jobs are, like you look at them, they are a 25-year-old, don't know where they went from. They came from some Ivy League college. Their jobs are, they are like director of Twitter. And their only thing they ever say,
post it on socials.
Have you thought about posting it on socials?
Did you do the socials?
And it's being like, so I'm just doing what I'm doing anyway. I have to listen to you. Your name's like Styler, some made-up white woman name from some Ivy League. I don't know how you got here.
It's unique. Yes. It's unique. My name is Ashley. It's spelled B-E-A-N.
Give them their participation trophies.
Oh, my.
I actually am not going to go into that because you know what happens sometimes with families especially that are members of, that have kids named Styler. A lot of times they get wiped out by the father.
Oh, no.
And there is this one story I did want to talk about that is a family annihilator. Oh, God, we have another one.
This guy is so freaking creepy
looking.
This
guy is very, it's very fucked up. He murdered his whole family in Celebration, Florida.
Oh, my God. If you know
anything about Celebration, Florida, ask Jackie Zabrowski about Celebration, Florida if you want to, because she was obsessed for a long period of time. It is a highly controlled. Basically, it's a gated community.
They called it a planned community.
It is.
As opposed to an unplanned community.
Which is called a homeless shanty town. This is a, there's a lot of planning that goes into a shanty town.
I need to go camping because around Los Angeles, there's a bunch of tents.
Sometimes I look at them like,
that's a nice tent. I saw somebody get out of their tent the other day.
You're the opposite of Joe Rogan.
I saw somebody get, of course, always. I saw somebody get out of their tent yesterday, and it looked like whimsical because he like rubbed his eyes, and he was like,
yawn.
My God, nice and cozy?
It is nice. It's your old joke. No, you're not homeless. You're home more.
More. Always home.
Live from your grave.
But in Celebration, it is a place, it is very, very expensive to live there. It's right next to Disney World. It's a horrible place. And if you live in Celebration, Florida, get out. You will be murdered by your father. Now, this is a guy named Anthony Todd. He's a stress former Connecticut physical therapist. And his job, him and his family were moving back and forth from Connecticut to Celebration. And what appears to be him avoiding a bunch of fraud allegations.
Oh, I see.
He's defaulted on a bunch of loans, which is kind of what you happen to see a lot of times with family annihilators. But it also came up across the same time period when him and his wife, Megan Todd, became obsessed with various YouTube videos that explained to them this concept of you're all going to die. We're all going to die soon. So the only thing that we got to do, and this is, I'm saying this to our Patreon listeners, to all of our listeners, it's really important. So if you want to get good with God right before you go, you have to kill your family and yourself in a controlled, forgiven manner that allows all of you to enter into the afterlife together.
You know, now, unfortunately, this is biblical. There is some biblical truth to this. I feel like no child was safe in the Bible era.
No.
And I feel like these parents really took it way too literally, and now their children are dead. And if you look at them, they look monsters hiding in plain sight.
He looks fairly normal. He looks like the corrupt cop from the original Batman.
Well, in the mugshot picture, yes. But let's be honest. Take a look at this picture of the kids at the beach as he's fantasizing about killing them.
He is thinking about killing them immediately.
And he's a good father. Well, before all the murders, because he's got one of those. He's got the sunglasses that say, "I'm cool, but I'm also practical."
No, he just looks like it's that fucking Trump Oakley look. You know what I mean? It's the guys, all those pictures, it's the Twitter.
Oh,
babies.
He's an alpha.
Yeah, he's an alpha.
This guy is definitely an alpha.
And so he killed his, so it was a 4-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 13-year-old, and their dog, God. Breezy.
What the fuck is, and man?
Breezy was not happy about it. So this all happened fairly quickly. So Anthony, I watched, they put out, because again, what's awesome about Florida is the fact that they have the Sunshine State laws.
Yes.
So we get everything. So I watched about an hour of his confession tapes.
You did.
He confessed to the entire thing. It's very interesting to see. Anthony Tote started watching. So all of this happened, they believe, somewhere around Christmas is when he killed all the kids.
Oh my God.
They started watching the YouTube videos in April. Right?
He really got hooked in fast.
Very, very fast.
How the fuck did a YouTube video? These are grown adults. This is why it's very dangerous.
It is. How many people have we lost to YouTube videos, quote unquote, doing your own research? Guess what? YouTube is not research. It's not. It's just a bunch of other people just talking.
All I know is right here, what do I have in my pocket? A lot of loose change.
Oh, that's how this all started. And you remember that when you're listening to us talk. We are not your research. We are two funny guys that come up with some stuff. And a lot of times, Kitzel made a hero of the week was water last week.
Yes, and I did and have, that, I had you, some.
I got reminded by my fucking Rude Dooners, Rise Up, Dune, that obviously water is a spiritual element to the Dune books. I want to say thank you for Ellie for reminding me for that. Yes, it's true. It's absolutely true. I know, but still.
I did have one person who protested. They said it would be nice if you got back to people. But you know what, my friend? Aren't we 98% water.
The heroes choose themselves.
That's right.
That's this the week's thing. Hero each week again. They arrive. The heroes arrive. But okay,
this guy is not hero of
the week. He's not hero of the week. But if you watch these videos, so the timeline was really, really short.
Oh my God.
He then went to, he was already planning it. Because so what he's not saying is, he's front loading all of this religious stuff. He's saying, we've been watching the YouTube videos. We really got into this. Me and my wife agreed. We need to kill the kids. We're going to need to kill the kids first. And eventually the
Sometimes, I thought marriage was about compromise. So wouldn't the wife say, that's funny you say that?
One of the kids.
Yes. I don't know. Give them up for adoption or something like that. But anyway. No.
Well, it's because the wife seemed to have been...
She seemed to be into it.
She's got that sort of like, you know, is she an Elizabeth Warren or is she a Boebert? You know what I mean? She's got that look. Like she could be one, she could be the other. But they walked into this story. They got into this world. They fell into this world, this YouTube hole, and they decided kids gotta go. But what it seems to be is that
three of them.
Oh, yes. But it seems to be that the father's fraud allegations were also piling up, much to the non-knowledge of his wife.
Okay.
His wife wasn't really aware of how much trouble that he was in Connecticut, which is why they impromptu moved back to Florida. They went and they escaped Connecticut. He's under a lot of hot water. He just stopped paying his bills, which again, we see normally that is the number one seed for family annihilators is that the money goes.
Economic stress. Yeah, this guy looks like a pop zit. It really is. Now that I look at the mugshot again, and to be fair, who's taking the picture? It's not like it's very fancy, the mugshot. But
Natalie,
he looks pretty horrible.
Natalie got arrested one time for a DUI that she did not do. And she it all got expunged, all the kind of shit. But she went and she started crying at the mugshot thing. But this was in downtown. This is in the middle of Hollywood. And the photographer, they were like, don't cry, don't cry. All the starlets get their mugshots taken here. Paris Hilton got her mugshot taken here. Like, it was
what world are we living in?
It's incredible.
My God.
To get back. So he went and he started researching. So then he said he went to a website called Quora, which is my favorite website. It has replaced Yahoo Answers as the new place to ask your guileless, most vulnerable. Like, it's all like, does my dog love me?
Yes.
What would I be like when I'm old? But they also
same as you are now.
See, basically. But what they
and
also
they also
have,
tell you what to put in your vagine. And don't listen. Because
unless you own a vagine and you put a bunch of fruit up in there and you saw what it does to you.
I got a lot of DMs about garlic.
Well, garlic you can put in.
No, you're not supposed to.
My friend, said she put garlic up her vagina and it helped her do what? Become Italian? But I don't think so. But she said she liked it.
I always love when you have a vagina that says, when you're here, your family.
When you're here, your
family.
But
isn't that also disgusting?
It is. Watch the movie V, which is also very good, VIY. But so he went and started, went to Quora around September, looking up innocently, because he said that the way, because he knew that he'd get flagged. Because he said, if you look up certain terms on Quora, you only get a couple times to go. So you can't say suicide. You can't say, how do I kill?
My family. Right.
So he looked up the term knife handling tactics.
Oh my
knife
God.
Attacks.
Wait, hold on. He Googled knife handling tactics on Quora.
On Quora.
This is actually one of the times you go to InfoWars. The man wasn't even on the right website for violence. Quora, the most amount of, they think sneezing is violence. Quora is not a place to get answers about how to kill.
He being led by God. God told him where to go. You had to go to the Quora. God showed him.
God is wrong.
And he learned always. And God, and he learned that, I guess, because he found his way through. He had to look. He said I had to use several methods. I had to use my iPad. I had to use my
moron.
Phone.
Oh,
they get locked out of accounts. And he learned some way of stabbing them up through the stomach. Like, he was like, it's incorrect. Whatever he learned was incorrect.
No, he learned the same way that Artie Lang learned. Apparently, it didn't work.
Yes.
Because he ended up stabbing his wife in the stomach.
Whoa, it's all over the place.
But then it didn't work.
It's all over the place. So this he said that they tried once. He said one time they tried to kill the kids by putting a bunch of Benadryl and Sleep Ease in a Jell-O pie, in a freezer pie.
Oh, this is
And
so
feeding
sad.
It out to the kids. But guess what? Everybody just went to sleep. And honestly, it seems kind of nice. But it was a failed murder attempt. And then the next time what he did was, because then him and the wife decided it was time. They wanted to do it at Christmas because they felt that they were closer to God in a way that we could do it now for Christmas. And we could, you know, we can really pump this out. The kids are already on vacation.
And these are not young. I mean, obviously, the child is Zoe. She's super young. But there's a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old. And they're both boys. At some point, you're like, you think mom and dad are trying to kill us, man?
Well, the thing is, he says they floated it to the kids. He said that over the months leading up, he were asking them questions of like, how would you feel if mommy and daddy died?
What in the hell kind of parenting method is this?
Well, they said they ask him like, how would you feel if mommy and daddy would die? And they all said, you know, like, we wouldn't like that.
We would be very upset.
But then they said, if we die, they kept framing it in a way that maybe they could get out of this. So they're like,
right.
But what if you could come with us to heaven? And the kids are like, yeah, okay, yeah.
Isn't
go to heaven
a place on earth? And wouldn't Celebration Florida be the place
it's
that
in
it would
a casket.
Be?
Heaven's in a fucking casket. And so they went, and the kids went, but I don't think they, because he said the kids all agree. Now
it
like,
doesn't matter.
They agree.
No,
they wanted to be a part of this
they
process.
They have no idea what they're doing.
They obviously did not agree because each one had to be pinned down while he was suffocating them one by one by one. So he suffocated them. He tried to stab them in the stomach a bunch of times. It didn't work. The wife then took a bunch of Benadryl to get sleep. Stabbed herself in the belly.
Oh my God.
Several times. This is according to him. Stabbed himself in the belly. Because this is also after. Because originally he confessed saying the wife killed all the kids and herself. And he showed up and went, what happened?
Now, what in the world is all this?
Yeah. But then he reevaluated and he said that he came in. She stabbed herself. She didn't die. So then he put his pillow on top of her till he died. All right. And then comes a moment of truth. So Anthony Todd. He's got to kill himself to go fucking, he's going to go to heaven with all of them. But he looked at all the kids and he looked at his wife and he's like, man, it looked like it really sucked for them.
Yeah, they're all dead now.
And they were all like fighting and screaming, right? They're all fighting and screaming and running around, running from me. No one seemed to be filled with the bliss of Jesus Christ.
No.
Right? So he felt like, you know what? I better not do this.
I shouldn't. Not that there's any courage in that, but at this point.
He basically said he didn't do it because he said it definitely looked like it hurt a lot.
He is such a bitch.
Yeah, he's a bitch. He couldn't even go through with it.
Yeah, he told detectives he took all the bodies and placed them into the master bedroom. They believed that they were killed, as Henry said, around December, but now they were just recently found, which means this guy was just hanging out.
With corpses.
A bedroom full of his family dead bodies.
In Celebration, Florida. So if you've ever been to Celebration, Florida, you know what I'm talking about. If you drive through that town, that horrible, horrible little Stepford Wives community, if you drive through there and see what's going on, I want to know how many of those little houses have fucking rotting families inside of it.
Yeah.
I'm even looking it up. I wonder if you can see some of these pictures. Like, it's just all like, it's very beautiful. It's all, well, beautiful, quote unquote. It's just all done like this and the pastels.
It reminds me of a place in Wisconsin. It's called Germantown. And everything is done in the style of Germany,
but
it was built in a weekend, and a strong fart could knock over most of those homes.
I was just in Disney World, and if you do live in the vacation club at Disney World, eventually it does suck.
It's like drive you insane.
You can't be there for forever. Look at all of this fucking shit. Look at all these McMansion garbage. And so, how many of these have corpses in them?
That's a bunch
of them.
That's a great freaking question. Todd told his sister Chrissy Caplet in a taped jailhouse recording that he couldn't stop because he wasn't there.
I couldn't have been there. Look at my Google calendar.
Yes.
I was at X-Men 3. That's the thing. It was like the other show. They all like tried to say like, yeah, you know, we were compelled by X-Men. There's no way we could be.
Yes, he says when it comes to killing of the kids there with his wife, they said there were multiple attempts, just so you know, multiple attempts in the last time frame. There's been attempts. Which is why this time I was stuck down here trying to handle things. I don't know what the hell. Okay. Well, anyway, be careful and I don't know.
Have a family.
Check on your neighbors too. Maybe just knock on the door, give them a pie something like that. I don't know. I mean, we don't want
to. How many times do we have to say it? Just abandon them. Just abandon them. I know that you are the loss of status. In America, that feeling that your status slides, right? The idea that you would go from being a middle rich to a low poor, right?
If
you
go to that,
it is for some reason within the American white male specifically, they cannot possibly imagine their status shifting. No. It's so fucked, man.
All you need is a pillow and a tent and a good night's sleep, and you'll be just fine. The name of his physical therapist, company there was Family Physical Therapy in Colchester. And
it should have been the No Family Physical Therapy because nobody relaxes you like a physical therapist with recently no family.
And of course, the landlord's family condo filed an eviction notice.
You're getting out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't be in here anymore. And now that I see what you're doing.
No.
Oh, no.
So the prosecution rested its case this past Wednesday here. And I can't imagine that they had too difficult of a time because
he confessed the whole thing.
Showed up and he had his entire dead family. And there's really only one suspect here, and it seems to be this corrupt Guy Fieri looking fella.
Well, I just very
and
strange.
I just don't also, not that it matters, but why they killed the dog Breezy?
I don't know. He said that he wanted to bring them to the other side. He wanted to bring Breezy on the other side as well. And he strangled the dog to death.
Oh, my God.
But he's got that. He's got very much if you look up a picture of Anthony Todd, he has Arthur Shawcross body. He has Arthur Shawcross
That's
body
a
with a very,
point.
Very big belly. And so he just did it the old fashioned big dude way. And he just laid on top of him.
Oh,
same
my
thing with
God.
The dog. He just pinned himself on top of the dog until the dog stopped moving.
All right. Well, let's move on to jerking off here because that's a little bit lighthearted.
Thank you.
More lighthearted here.
It
a
is.
Man a man tore his lung from masturbating.
I mean, you got to. That's how you know you're doing it, man. I mean, I do it pretty sedate, but
apparently this dude was just jerking off and he inadvertently had to spend a week in the hospital. This was in Switzerland. So it was a neutral jerk off there. He was a 20-year-old dude. He ended up with air leaking into his chest after some innocent, quote, self-love.
Well, they don't know what happened. They just know that he started feeling pain when he was jerking him, but he said that he wasn't moving. He wasn't moving like that vigorously.
There's
I don't
no
know,
way.
Honestly, when I masturbate, it's like the only way to describe it, it's like a subtle little shake.
You know how I describe my masturbation?
Mm.
Medical.
Yes. No, it's just necessary.
Medical. Just got to do this right today. It's once a week.
It's procedural.
And I just got to
rip the bandaid off and get this fucking done. Thanks.
So, since there is no literature on spontaneous new. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Try to pronounce it.
Pneumomediastinum. Anyway, usually you don't pop
I'm not
along
a fucking doctor.
No, we might just be drunk enough to be pilots, though. Usually when you're jerking off, you don't tear a lung. So anyway, he spent some time in the ICU, and Again, that's an innocent story for us at this point.
I do like how, again, the doctors, my favorite thing about doctors about how they're just not people. So they immediately, they're like, what's fascinating is that this is there's no literature on spontaneous pneumomediastinum associated with autoerotic experiences. So we consider our case an unusual presentation of the entity.
Isn't this exciting? Also in animal news, if you see a dolphin on the beach, you know, don't fuck it. Don't fuck it and don't ride it.
Oh yeah, I forgot that too. Yeah, that story too, the fucking dolphin. I forgot about the dolphins getting teabagged to death.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so the dolphin got teabagged to death on the fucking beach.
It did. And it's not the game Halo. It's not fun. Dolphin shows up on the shore. Maybe it's trying to evolve.
Push it into the water.
Just save its life. So now cops are looking for the people who rode the animal and then it died. And this was on a beach in Texas. And if you're an animal and you're just like, who are these savage creatures?
Leave me alone.
Please.
Well, it's because the whole time you're like, oh, they'll save me. Oh, look, you can see I need help getting back. What do you do? No. Oh, no. What's in his cargo pants? Oh, no. Them two. You got massage balls in there?
Oh, no.
Come on. Why don't we do this in the water, huh?
So these people, these assholes at this beach, they were riding into the water. And then anyway, the Marine Mammal Protection Act could lead to civil penalties up to $11,000.
That's it?
I mean, yeah.
For humping a dolphin to death, that's all you get?
And up to a year in prison.
Okay.
So potentially a prison sentence.
Again, because I think that the sentence really is like, same thing with the guys who fucked the monitor lizards, where it's like the sentence is being in jail and having to describe what you did to other people.
Well, because they get your paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, they're like, why is this guy in here? He's my cellie. I want to know he's not a pedophile or something like that. And then it turns out he just humped a dolphin to death, which I'm not sure what that penalty is.
I think you're getting ripped. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. If you've served any time in the federal penitentiary, what do we do to this guy? What's happening? Is he getting tossed around? You guys going to play you're going to start doing the here, lizard. And it's just for, like, that's it? We're like, oh, it's time for him to, you just change the terminology?
Yeah.
He just got lizard?
They might get beat up a little bit. According to the Texas Marine Mammal Stranding Network, which I didn't know there was an entire network.
Wow. Are they taking content pitches? That would be incredible.
They said if a live dolphin or whale strands in Texas, do not push it back into the water. Do not push the animal back into the sea. Do not attempt to swim or interact with them.
Why?
And do not crowd them.
Why?
Buddy.
No, push it back.
No, according to the Texas Marine Mammal Stranding Network.
Push it back.
I think you're just supposed to look at it.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Explain to me why I'm canceled now for pushing the dolphin back, because I'm pushing the dolphin back.
Well, I thought that would be the right thing because it's from the water and you should go back to the water there.
I would sooner help a stranded dolphin than a lost child.
Yeah, of course.
Because I don't want to have anything to do with the child's story.
Once you have the lost child, then where are the parents? And then you have to, once you engage in the process, if you leave the kid,
now you're
complicit. Now you're just like, you left the kid.
Yeah, same thing with like a lost old person. I just watched that movie X last night. It's fucking so good. The Ty West movie. But yeah, man, you see an old person, the same thing. Leave them. I know you're supposed to save them, but I give them a shout, be like, you lost? You still got a brain? And if they don't respond, I call the cops on them, but don't engage. But with the dolphins out there on the beach, I'm going to push it back in the water.
That's what you would think. But I guess apparently also sometimes when they're sick, they come to the land.
But then how's that help?
I don't know.
Is it them thinking they're going to the doctor?
I think it's suicide.
Whoa. Cool.
It really could be suicide.
That's fucking metal, dude.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
All right. Well, speaking of, we mentioned God and we mentioned farts on this episode.
Yes.
South Africa. Thank you for Elon Musk. Thank you. There's a pastor there, and this is really funny. He farts on people's faces to heal them. And I feel like if Cartman from obviously South Park had if he was a pastor, this is what he would do. And so he farts on people's faces. It's a cure-all. He says it's a cure-all.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
It's a cure-all.
For what?
For everything. Wow. So his name is Christ Penelope. Penelope, he's at the Sevenfold Holy Spirit Ministries. Now, this is in South Africa.
Is he fart no pants or fart full pants? Because how are you getting enough of the fart if you can't get it through your fucking through the pants.
Sure, kind of a mask debate there. I'm not sure he's wearing pants in all pictures, so I don't really know. It went viral. It's created a lot of buzz for the church. An attendee visiting the church complained, "When we come to church, it's because we need prayers, not to be farted on." So they want prayers, but they don't want to be farted on.
Why are you coming here, man?
Yeah, right? Like, hey, man, I'm here for prayers, not to be farted on.
You came to the fart church, buddy.
You really did do this yourself. Pastor Penelope has defended his methods, insisting that he is simply demonstrating.
This is what I do.
The power of God.
This is what I do. Yeah. All right, do you go to the baseball stadium and say, I wish they were playing football? Yeah. You go to the hot dog stand and be like, hey, you got any salads? He's like, no, man, you're at the fart congressional church.
This is what he told the pastor, the African magazine Drum. He says, it started with Master Jesus when he stepped on Peter. What? It is the demonstration of God's power. No idea.
What
I don't
mean?
Know what that means. I never heard that Jesus stepped on Peter.
An OnlyFans, like a custom bit?
I have no clue.
He stepped on his face with like pantyhose on?
I don't know if he BTK'd the situation. I don't know. He says, just like God made Adam go into a deep sleep. I don't know.
Like
also,
a chokehold?
I don't know.
They play the knockout game?
He says it's a similar thing. God did anything with the body of Adam while he was on the ground in deep sleep, which I think he's accusing God of
sucking of sleeping man's penis or playing with his dick and balls while he's asleep.
So he says,
sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Do you like it?
Did God do that? I don't remember that verse in the Bible, but who knows? You can just add anything to it because it's all
made up. Yeah.
So he says he was not feeling anything according to Adam. He said Adam wasn't feeling anything with Jesus or God. I don't know. Did what?
What?
And then he says the Bible doesn't say anything about Adam saying, God, you are hurting me. I don't know what.
That's fucking weird.
So according to the pastor.
That's weird. But also says nothing about farting on people.
No, it really doesn't.
And so this is my point. Can I ask the process? Does it say anywhere in the article the process by which he farts on people?
So he says, it says that the pastor will bring somebody close to him and he has to purposely fart in their, this is what they say, he farts in their nostrils. And he says that, quote, is how you get the healing power and that's how it can enter the body.
That's how you
so much
it.
Like cocaine or crystal meth. You're going right through the nose there.
So does he like, do they go up in a line? Like you, when you're getting like, when you go get the Eucharist, like you show up in line and then everybody bends over into his ass. But also, how many farts does the man have loaded up?
Well,
that's how he knows God's talking to him.
He has quite a bit because many people wait up to 2 months to meet him to get farted on. This is true.
Man.
Apparently, this is true.
He'd love Marcus.
Don't even bring that up. That's PTSD. And even people, you know what they do with the farts? They collect them in little containers. And it reminds me of that gal who was selling her farts, but then she had an issue. She had too many farts. And then the people were like, you got to stop farting so much. Anyway, according to Bishop Miso Mambunda, they say that they don't agree with this. He says, these are exactly the deeds the Bible warned us against.
Again, actually,
don't remember that.
No, not once. No, this is outside the box.
And he says, again, this counter pastor says, it said that the end of the world, there'd be people who do things that will shock us. And he says, my advice will be for people to make their way, to make their ways right with the Lord.
Oh, you're going to get farted on?
Or the end is near. Also, Pastor Penelope reacted to criticism and said, I don't fart on people. I heal people. I can't. All right. I think, can we get to Hero of the Week?
I think that's the Hero of the Week. It's a lot of good. I really do like the idea of really... there's just something about using God just to fart on people, because this is about him farting on people.
It really is. It's obviously some kind of sick fetish he has, and he must laugh.
He must laugh.
And you every know Joel Osteen farts? Looks at this like, I could have been doing that.
God damn it, I should fart.
With my high fiber diet?
Ooh.
Anyway. All right, Hero of the Week. Again, this story is only half true, according to Snopes.
Yeah, so don't fucking come at him. Don't come at him with him, your fucking corrections, all right?
Kevin Burling is 29 years old. He got $450,000 because he was fired, but then he won this lawsuit with Gravity Dynamics because he said, I didn't really enjoy the workplace there. And apparently one of the things that happened was they threw him a birthday party he didn't want. Now, I'm a solitude birthday man.
But this is a fake story.
It's not entirely. So managers started giving him a hard time for his response to birthday celebrations.
Oh, okay.
And then he, okay. They said they actually accused him of stealing his coworkers' joy. I'm going to say this. If you have so much fun on your birthday, stay away from me.
Quit your office job.
Please, God.
Quit your office
job. Don't go in that day.
Fucking don't go in. Don't go in, man. Just don't go in that day. Fucking never go back to an office ever again.
So Berlin, unless, of course, you want to, which is ironic. A lot of people do.
Berlin had a good luck.
It's strange. People like Keurig.
They love a Keurig.
So Berlin alleged that he asked his office manager not to throw him a party. When he joined the company, not to throw him a birthday party specifically,
but I
when
will
he joined
say
the company in 2018.
He probably did sort of sound like, I must possibly request, please, no birthday parties.
Well, then you better listen to the man because birthdays, again, are for the dying.
I do understand, but I'm just saying,
why
yes.
are we celebrating age like this? Also, it's an arbitrary number and we should be thanking our mothers on our birthdays.
I didn't ask to be born. None of us asked to be born.
The manager subsequently forgot the request. And so I guess
okay.
he's so
well,
horny.
He asked, this is the thing, man. Is it really also, I get it. I think that they were wrong to throw him a birthday party. I do think that they were wrong because he asked to not have
unless
one,
you
right?
actively work at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes,
I don't want a birthday party around a bunch of strangers I'm forced to be cordial with.
But you know that he asked in such an annoying way that it just goes in one ear and one out the other.
My friend, this is our hero. So he said he arrived and they said, happy birthday. And then he said, quote, he was forced to flee in his car.
Oh, he was
and then
forced
he had,
to flee in his car.
And then he spent an hour trying to recover. So, yes, he's a little bit of a bitch. But at the same time,
we will not be seen. I will not be engaged with.
Berlin was fired. After
wow.
he was not
See,
able to have fun at his own birthday party.
That's fucked up, though. He should never have been fucked up.
Well, his
he
bosses, his bosses were worried about him being angry and possibly becoming violent. But my friends at Gravity Diagnostics, you're the ones who acted in a violent way.
Well, this is a
by
thing,
throwing
man.
An unwarranted birthday party
well,
for
this
a
is
man
a,
that was the, actively getting the, closer to death.
I am glad whatever you got a settlement, but when it comes down to it, this is obviously a bad mix between company and employee, because it sounds like they decided that the way to do this was to bully him. But then also I think is interesting is that why would you bully somebody that you're sure will come back and kill everyone?
Well, that's when you have to fire them.
Well, this is the problem is that if you know that somebody is going to kill everyone if you push their buttons and then you push their buttons and they're like, well, now we got him riled up. We don't know what he's going to do now.
This is the power of management. The ego of managers... Oh, God.
We're just like, you just leave. Because everybody has a person within their organization. I'm not going to name them an LPN.
Sure.
I'm not going to name them.
No, don't name them.
But one person, you wonder if they will be the one to kill everybody. Right?
Yeah.
But you don't push their buttons.
No, that's why we have...
Because they're good at their job. Especially, they're very good at their job.
You can't see it here at the office, but we have eggshells all over the floor.
Oh, yeah. So you get...
So the... It was a 12-person jury, and they unanimously awarded him $450,000. Yeah. So I feel like if you got 12 people to go against their love of their own birthday, they must have done something kind of messed up to this dude.
Yeah, well, it's the firing him for saying that he was going to come back and kill everybody because he
didn't
want to have his
that.
Birthday.
No, that's what I'm saying. That they thought he might.
That's the problem. Is it's them saying, well, we don't want this guy to fucking, oh, he made such a big deal about the pinata. What if he's going to come back and kill Greg and Marcy?
Well,
like, you know, you have to like, if you do think that about your employee, you should probably, well, what do? Do you have a sit down with a violent employee that you think is going to be violent? Or as he walks around going, give me some. I'm going to fucking take what I need. Like, do you have to
sit? That's when you go, if you work at News Corp like I did, that's where you go to the second floor. You get a phone
HR.
Call. Come to the second floor. And that's HR. And
I
that's
mean,
where,
I was
like,
escorted with security one time.
So.
Yeah,
remember.
Rightfully so. Yeah. I
exactly.
felt like a little Hannibal Lecter. It's kind of powerful.
It's really kind of fun. So apparently the company is going to, they're going to appeal because they say they didn't agree with the verdict.
Of course they don't agree with the verdict.
They said Berlin didn't disclose that he had anxiety and also he had made threatening behavior to a female supervisor.
Whoa, now they're doubling down.
So now they're really getting in there. And Gravity Diagnostics said they have a commitment to zero tolerance for violence in the workplace. And that employers are entitled to indeed take prompt action. I think that they are trying to rewrite history when in reality they throw an unwarranted birthday party?
I'm going to go as far as to say that this is actually a really complicated issue.
It is.
I would not actually call this man a hero in any way, shape, or form.
But it's kind of couched in it now.
You are just saying that the concept to be celebrated here is the idea that if you don't want your birthday
you get $450,000. If someone celebrates a birthday that doesn't, if I don't want it celebrated, now you give me $450,000. So Kevin Berlin, you're a quasi-hero, or maybe you're not.
Well, you got a 40th birthday. We had a good time.
I slept for 18 hours on my 40th birthday.
No, but we had a party for your 40th birthday, so you did experience.
In Las Vegas.
Yes. All so right. We did. But that was on your terms.
That's right.
All right. And that's important to remember. Never let anybody fucking remotely fuck with your terms.
Uh-huh. Unless, of course, your terms are absolutely asinine.
No, they're my terms.
They could be completely crazy.
Here's some listener emails. I was completely floored when I heard you two talking about the cryptic messages found in food containers. I'm a quality manager at a large pet food manufacturing plant and have been helping to investigate these cryptic messages for nearly a year.
Really?
Here's a quick summary for my investigation. For those that don't remember, last week we covered this idea that there has been, people have been finding these conspiracy theory notes tucked inside of food containers that say like a bunch of word salad that basically all just say NFTs, the end of the world, blah, blah, blah.
And it's creepy because you think that, you know, it's sealed, signed, and delivered for my tummy, but now all of a sudden I got a weird ass note.
Where's this shit coming from?
Exactly.
So here's a quick summary from this person's investigation. Contrary to your initial thoughts, we do not think that these papers are being placed into products at the factory. My parent company also manufactures human food at physically different locations, and I can confirm that these messages have been found in multiple products folded up and put in places like under the removable overcaps or shoved between flaps on corrugated container lids.
Okay.
I've been tracking the Reddit posts and see this message is found in various items like yogurt and cereal not manufactured by my company. We believe that this is happening on store shelves. 2, our first complaint was received in spring 2021, but the incidence rate has dramatically increased since fall 2022. All complaints we've received have come through southeast Pennsylvania in small communities north of Baltimore.
Okay.
Get listeners out there on high alert.
Are they blaming the Amish for this?
No, it's never the Amish. How do they have the printers?
That's true.
You can see from the pictures that the messages have subtly shifted over time. You referenced NFTs in your episode, which is a new addition I haven't seen yet. This is some carefully curated content. Be sure to point out that random abbreviations, parentheses, capitalizations, and underlined words. My girlfriend and I are obsessed with seeing if there's a hidden message. My office looks like Charlie's wall from Always Sunny as I hunt for Pepe Silva. The creepiest thing about these messages is that they are all cut from the paper with such precision and folded with deliberate care. You can smell the crazy, but you have to respect their passion about getting this message out to people.
I mean, I absolutely do. I think it's kind of fun. It's like hiding a cipher in a New York Times crossword puzzle or something like that. I kind of want to get one, but I don't buy yogurt.
It's just very, very interesting.
Yeah. All right.
I monitor our emergency line dispatch emergency services. This is in New Zealand. And I've had some insane night shift experiences, but I'm not sure if you'd be interested in. So the main one I want to send to you scared the piss out of me.
Oh, my goodness.
It was pretty quiet, lonely night in the comm center, but it was pretty damn cozy. There was a storm raging outside, but I had my desk heater going and some hot chocolate to keep me awake. I might have actually been listening to you guys or some other crime podcast. We talk to a lot of crazies in the overnights, which can range from entertaining to spooky. Remember that weird call we got in the bathroom at Foxwoods?
Yeah, dude. That was a trip.
I took a call from a lady who was insisting that she saw this bright metallic object in the sky over her house at approximately 3 a.m. I gave her the, of course, we'll get right on it speech and sent her off to bed. Next minute, another call. Another lady who was up was pretty spooked about a very similar thing. She was miles away from the other caller. They both described it the same. A massive metal ship as long as an aircraft carrier with lights blinking away, maybe about a kilometer off the ground.
Dang.
It was a little creepy from those two calls, but I shook it off as a coincidence. Then I'm hearing chatter from across the room. Some of the team joking about their own call. Hey, John, this mental lady thinks that she can see a UFO. Now I'm getting a bit suspicious as we see calls popping up across the region. My hairs were standing straight up, such an eerie feeling. I take another, a group of young fellas having an after work session. All pretty pissed, but pretty sure they're seeing the same craft. For context, here is this almost directly above Lake Taupo in New Zealand. No airports or military bases with a runway for miles and miles. Extremely remote, extremely rural. I tell you, I was on edge all night. We never really worked out what was going on. The calls all stopped. Any cops I asked to look up reported nothing. But for so many unconnected people across a massive district, I figured anybody in the township might have been unable to spot it due to light pollution. That was my best guess anyway.
Well, there you go. Very cool.
Very interesting.
An orb sighting, perhaps. Or no, this is larger than an orb. It's a ship.
It's bigger than an orb.
It's bigger than
also,
an orb.
Also, make sure there's new Bigfoot photos out there. I just want to warn all of you guys. It's a hoax.
You think so?
No, they have basically, the guys came forward immediately and said we were making TikTok content. And someone took the photos and put them out there. So remember, a lot of times, because I've been getting good. Our old friend, Anno, he sent me a video the other day. That was like a good old fat. It was a great UFO video, and then we were all like, he was so excited. I was like, yes, this is exactly what I needed. And then immediately afterwards, the dude was selling an NFT of the same picture of the UFO. And we're like, fuck you, NFTs.
As soon as you try to make money off of ufology, I'm sorry, you're not legit.
You're not.
You gotta go broke. You gotta lose your family. You gotta lose all your friends.
Live that free UFO life, because it comes down to it. Fucking your belief ain't worth money, man. All right? You gotta love the fact that when it comes down to it, you are going to be screaming at people for forever at bus stops, get grocery stores,
sure,
Thanksgiving dinners. And once those go away, you can finally have the peace of the silence of your own inner truth. Your job is to know that. What we say, I say this in the show all the time, how truth destroys love, and you have to love your truth, because when it comes down to it, it's only going to be you, a bottle of Jim Beam, and your truth for the rest of your fucking life. And then you just laugh, knowing for a fact that fucking maybe one day some chick or man will figure it out and figure out how to ride solo dolo with you and figure out how to make a crack at the very bottom of this. But guess what, Nant? Probably not.
Probably
you're going to die alone, but you can laugh just thinking about it, knowing for a fact that you can do whatever you want at your funeral.
And of course, dying alone, that is ideal.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much.
Not like that father, because that father decided to have everybody else die first.
Yes, and then he was...
lived alone.
He's a coward. And
hey, Kissel, he's a family annihilator survivor. And you should think about that. He survived.
Oh, God. That's killing breezy.
He was very easily. He could have gotten swept up in that mess as well.
He's a dump. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Fuckers, we got some good things coming up.
Yes, we do.
Kissel and I will be live.
At the Avalon in Hollywood.
In the Avalon in Hollywood, May 6th for the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. Come and see Side Stories. What are we going to do?
Yep, just in time. Netflix just recorded its first ever loss in subscribers.
That's how you know we're getting in there. That's how you know we're going to have a show.
We're going to have a Netflix show. I'll never forget. I got passed at Comics Comedy Club on Friday. On Sunday, it closed.
Yeah, same thing.
And I was so excited.
Murderfist, same thing. We were just about to do our biggest show ever there in comics. Yeah. Fucking got closed. I remember when Murderfist, the comedy incubator that brought you John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, Rafifi, was this place Rafifi in New York. Murderfist finally got their monthly show. Fucking can't.
Closed.
The whole venue closed. Yeah. So the whole history is gone. It's great.
So this is the last time Netflix, this is gone.
That's
as
great.
Soon as they work with us, they'll be gone. So anyway, come and check us out on May 6th. We have no idea what the show will be.
That's why,
but
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to apply for a job at Twitter. We should just start going applying for jobs in places that we want to close.
Yeah, of course. I'll never forget when I saw a person take a liquid dump in San Francisco right outside of Twitter headquarters. And I thought that was a beautiful depiction of late stage crony corrupt capitalism. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations? Do I do that on this show?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah, hail me.
All right.
You fuckers. It's been nice, hasn't it?
Hug
talking
to
you again.
Hug your family. Don't kill your family.
Yeah, don't hug them too hard, because that's suffocation.
That's true.